Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Happy holidays from Matt Besser and Brett Morris. We wish you and your humans much happiness in this season, and what better way to celebrate than giving the gift of Improv for Humans. That's right, $40 for a year subscription to the Rule of Four. That's everything we have to offer on improvforhumans.com. Go there right now and see what's available to you. If you have a subscription, the Professor Besser feed, with videos from Besser's Attic, the picks of the greatest comedies of all time, on the Best Taste in the Universe feed, regular Matty B's music picks, semi-regular sci-fi power rankings, live access to the greatest concert ever, Discord access, all on improvforhumans.com. The gift for the comedy nerd human in your life.
And human, if you are looking for a much more personal gift for someone extra special to you, even if that is yourself, you can now purchase a custom improv scene performed by Besser and friends just for you, based on your own story. Go to improvforhumans.com and click on Single Servings to get started. Human, you are entering an improvised comedy show, restricted to humans only. Improv for Humans, with Matt Besser. Based on your suggestions and other sources of inspiration, Matt and guests will perform fully improvised scenes. Today's episode features human guests.
Wilcox, Vanelli, welcome to Improv for Humans with Matt Besser. That's me! All right, I think it worked.
Nice.
Welcome, y'all.
Yeah.
Wasn't
too spooky. Had a good beat to it.
My shoulder and neck are cracking as I dance to that song.
How are you guys doing? I keep saying before and now during the show. I truly mean it. I haven't seen you guys in a while.
Yeah.
And I miss you guys.
We have a 5-month-old, so we haven't slept as much as we like, I would say. Sleep is elusive.
Yeah. I like going into
That's great.
I like going into any creative project, just letting everyone know, hey, if we suck, it's because of a baby, okay? Like,
It's a man's fault, a little tiny man that we made.
We made a little tiny man. It's his fault. We suck.
Yeah. Call him a dream killer. This is totally new info, and I'm excited to hear this, and that's just how we're going to begin, is I got a question for you. Like, I found, like, the first 3 or 4 weeks to be, besides just saying mind-blowing, to be, like, I went from, I'm a completely different person. And
yes.
And that the responsibility that hit us, me, in like those, maybe I should say first 3 days, you're like, oh, fuck.
This never ends. This doesn't.
Right. I am complete. And this isn't a negative thing, people. I don't want you to hear me and say that I'm
saying. It's a little negative. I felt it anyway. I was a little like, oh, I can't.
I almost felt like chemicals were kicking in, like primitive. My primal self was saying, remember when you used to think the comedy bit you were working on was the most important thing? That will never occur to you again.
Remember doing comedy at 3 a.m.? In a diaper. Yeah. That's not going to happen. Now someone else is going to be wearing a diaper.
So let me try to, the negative, yes, the not sleeping, the, oh my God, responsibility, but also I'm actually trying to say it's a positive kind of feeling that came over, almost like, I'm not expressing myself well. I'm responsible for this human being, and that's an awesome thing, not necessarily like a responsibility, but also in those first weeks of like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? And in those first days, it's like, are they breathing?
What? Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. You constantly think they're dead. That never ends. It's
but to new parents, it does end. And if you're still feeling that, it does end. And it's super scary.
It gets worse and worse.
You think it's worse?
I get like more terrified every day. It's a priority shift that like happens immediately. It's like a light switch that, you know, it just kind of clicks on. The priority shift is massive. So it's like, oh, this is the most important thing in the world to me. I think that's the positive, the kind of flooding feeling that I think some new parents feel. It's like, it's adrenaline, right? It's like, you're not sleeping.
That's what I'm in. It's like, it's more than just like, oh, this is nice. I have a baby. There's like some chemical going on that it's almost like you 100%. Can't control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you guys think you're experiencing chemicals.
Yeah, amen, sister.
Woo! No, shush, shush.
You don't get it.
If I may, gentlemen, if I may, my vagina had been ripped in half as well, and my butt was outside my body in addition to the chemicals. So there is a little bit of that. But no, this baby is our second baby. And so it's different. We've already had that experience with our first kid where like, you're like, oh, I can't leave the house without either bringing the baby or, you know, it's like when we got a dog, well, we can stick the dog in a crate and you can't do that with a kid. It's frowned upon.
You can. It's frowned upon.
Not anymore. Maybe in the 80s. Right. But with the second kid, it is like our life was already cracked open and ripped apart and turned upside down and stitched back together like that, what happens to that first kid. So this time you're like, oh, I've done this before. I'm tired, but like, you know, I'm used to the parenting part for the most part. Now there's just two.
Those first couple of weeks are still crazy because you're older now and it's like your body can't necessarily, because it went through that little, but the first kid, it's, you're kind of remembering, but also you're like, I don't want to do this again.
Yeah.
This is really tough. And you have like no choice. And then another kid comes in the door of your bedroom and just wakes everyone up, you know? So now there's just like this external alien that just kind of comes down to earth and ruins the party all the time. You know,
what we're trying to tell you
right
is
when
that
shit just gets like
physically right and mentally, settled. We're at our best. That's what we're trying to say. We're at our best mentally, physically, spiritually. Never better, I think. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then do it all in this year of 2023. It's been a pretty chill year. Not a lot of stress.
Yeah, these last couple of years have been like chill as hell.
Really chill. Like,
everything makes sense. I feel safe. Yeah.
But hold on. Yeah. Do you not feel that maybe, and say, no, you're crazy. We've experienced it all. Mm-hmm. But is there not, when you are in that baby, I want to say bubble, of responsibility, that you're like, I can't even deal with Trump. Like I can't, I can't even think. I'm not even, you guys can get all mad. I'm so just dealing with this immediate thing.
It does really, it is. And you know, he's a cute little baby. It's nice. You get the
Trump
little,
you're saying, right?
Trump is a cute
little baby.
Yeah, he's so cute. It's hard to take anything you can't get mad at him because it's like, well, he doesn't know what he's doing. You can't even get mad.
That's a great attitude.
But it does insulate you a little bit, definitely. It like we just don't have the mental capacity for it. You're just too tired.
Yeah.
Like to care. Like there's the strike stuff, there's all other stuff. We're trying to pick it, you know, like we're trying to perfect do a lot example. Of stuff to support union stuff, but also support family stuff. And it's a real mindfuck. So I just don't have the mental capacity to like deal with some of the atrocities of the world, even though they're directly affecting or indirectly affecting my new family.
You have to. There's a knock at their door.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, you guys are answering their door. What's up, buddy? It's Roger.
Hey, what's up, man? Sorry. I'm covered in shit.
Yeah. Congrats on all that. The baby, second one, right?
Yeah, second one.
Great job to you guys on that. Are you through the, are you still in the bubble? Do you want me to leave you alone? Are you, it's been a few weeks. I was giving you time.
Yeah, no,
we're going like duck hunting.
Oh, really? Yeah, man, the bubble's like been great. Like it's, we just kind of get shit on and we're not sleeping in here, but we have no idea what's been going on outside. Like literally have no idea.
It's been a few weeks.
Really? Who's at the door? Who is at the door?
Hey, it's Roger.
It's Roger.
Roger?
Yeah.
Roger, we are on some chemicals right now. You want in on this shit, man?
I was hoping you guys were kind of through the zone.
No, we're in the baby bubble.
I thought you'd be healed up by now.
We're in the baby bubble right now, man. We're in the baby bubble.
We're in the baby bubble. You want to join our baby bubble?
Oh, no.
Good shit. We got oxytocin. We got adrenaline, cortisol.
Dopamine, cortisol.
Serotonin.
Ambicazole.
Yeah,
you guys are all still chemicaled up, man.
You think duck hunting's fucking interesting? You come into this baby bubble, baby. You come into our baby bubble.
We're not duck hunting anymore. We're enlightened, man. We're in the baby bubble. You want to get in the baby bubble?
We cut to an hour later. The neighbors, some of the neighbors that are their friends are gathered outside the house. I don't know, man. I feel like they've been in the bubble too long, like dangerously long.
Hasn't it been a few years?
What's that?
The baby, it's like it's a toddler now. Like they're not leaving the bubble.
And there's like a lot of lights going on in the house. It looks like a disco party, like almost like 12 hours a day. It's just going crazy.
Like, yeah. And every time I go there, they're like, I'm covered in shit. And I feel like that's the way they're trying to rationalize being on all these chemicals. And
it's right. There's a lot of shit in their kid. Again, I think it's like two at least.
It's either them consciously or subconsciously trying to keep people at bay. You know, like, let me smell like shit. They invite you in.
Let me not go back to work and the responsibilities of my life. That's what I think it is.
I'm just going to ask a question. Maybe this is crazy, but have you actually seen the baby? Have we seen the baby? The second one or the first? Is there a baby?
I haven't heard a cry. I haven't heard anything.
They just said that they had a baby.
Shit is the only evidence.
Yeah, there's EDM music, strobe lights, and shit. And again, those all sound like what happened.
3 hours later, all the neighbors are at the door. Hey, it's Roger again.
Hey.
We want to see the baby. The neighbors want to see the baby.
They
just want to show it through the bay window or something.
You're seeing it. You see it. Shit, it's all over me.
Yeah.
You hear that EDM? That's baby.
There's almost too much shit.
Yeah. There's two kids. We have two kids shitting all over me.
Two shits. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, your first kid would be like 5 years old right now.
Yeah. We don't believe in potty training. That's right. Can't go to work anymore.
No need to.
Yeah,
no need to potty train
anymore. Can't mow the lawn.
We got epinephrine.
You talk to him.
Hey, we're just like very concerned about you guys.
What?
Because we haven't seen either of your kids ever. And you're kind of up all night. It's almost just like you have a rave, like almost 24/7 and you're saying you have kids.
With just the two of you, which is another level of oddness that's worrying us.
No. The glow sticks are baby stuff. Okay. The little pacifiers around my neck, baby stuff. Has nothing to do with the fact that I'm I've been on ecstasy for 5 years.
Yeah, the only I'm wearing delivery- a diaper in solidarity with my kids, okay? In solidarity. I'm a baby too. We're all babies in this house. That's how you get babies to understand humanity. You
come into our bubble. Be a baby.
Come into our baby bubble.
Baby
and,
bubble.
And baby back bubble. Out baby on the street, baby. The neighbors. Look, check out. I was going through their trash while you were just talking to them.
Yeah.
It's all Krispy Kreme boxes. There's no other evidence of any kind of food. It's all Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
And that's they only have one guy deliver, and he does come with just this.
Okay, I look as the head of the HOA. I just want to say they haven't paid any HOA fees in 5 years. I don't even know if
how are they
paid
still here. Wait, I pay every year. How are we allowed?
Okay, to- stop bragging, George.
Yes, I'm
I pay
responsible.
Every 2 years.
Wait, does everybody's
what?
On their
I pay
own
on
schedule?
A 5 year cycle.
What
yeah, the fuck is
going on with this HOA deuce thing?
Yeah, everyone knows your little HOA kiss ass. That's not the stop stealing focus.
But everybody's paying at different times. I thought I had to pay every year. I know this
How
is not the
point. How much
do
you pay?
I pay $750 a year.
I pay $650 every 3 years.
Wait, that is so, first of all, it's so low. These are low HOA fees.
Yeah, that's right. And they haven't even paid is my point before Rudolph the brown-nosed reindeer over here came in bragging about how much he's paying and how frequently.
Hey. Guys, the dues, that is important, but shouldn't we be concerned about our neighbors? They are human beings, even if they are ravers and junkies.
I guess so. And I just want to say the melanin in my nose, I am sorry that it is a little off, okay? But that does not excuse anybody for making fun of me. And I think that the people in that apartment are honestly ragers and they don't have kids. And I think I just like speaking. This is the first time everyone's looking at me. Everyone usually doesn't pay attention to me. Thank you for paying attention to me, everybody.
Crap on YouTube.
Brett, can you go to our Discord? There actually was this one. I say actually. We have a crap on videos that we used to do all the time. And then I don't know why we stopped doing it, but one reason people would submit stuff that was mostly visual, and I do want to watch one of those because it's amazing. But the first one is audio. The one with the kid going through his Christmas list. How old is your guy's first?
Child? 4.5.
Yeah, almost 5. Yeah.
Okay. And making a Christmas list for Santa?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Basically, everything she sees has gone on this, like, theoretical list. For the past 6 months, it's been like, ooh, I want that. I want that. I'm like, put it on the list. Put it. There is no real
list. And can
list.
You wade it's through just, it and know what she actually will want?
No.
By the time
she really
it rolls
anything
around.
Unicorn. She's just like,
there you go.
What despite our best efforts. Yeah, the phase is unicorn. Awesome. Everything unicorn. Mm-hmm. I don't know where
unicorn Pegasus to be specific.
That's right.
Sydney is baby like Yoda for absolutely no reason other than baby Yoda's cute. Yeah. She doesn't even watch
our daughter
show.
Knows about baby Yoda too, even though we forbid Star Wars in this house.
Star Trek family. Good,
but she knows about
yeah, we're a Star Trek family.
Only Star Trek family.
Can't do
so
it.
So Brett, can you play that for us?
The
TikTok video? See what you guys think of this. It's a little boy. He's on his phone, which is part of the story, I guess.
Interesting.
And going through his Christmas list that I guess he has bookmarked all these things. This is going to blow your mind.
Show me your Christmas gifts. What you want to get for Christmas? Your wish list.
I want a bunny. I want a treadmill. I want a football thing. I want a 4,000 Gucci sweater. I want a house. An iPhone 15.
Oh my God. Who is that?
Can we just without rewinding, can you, this is like a pattern game. Can you, do you think you can name everything that he just asked for?
I think so.
It started with a bunny.
Yeah. Bunny. Yeah. I know there was a house, a $4,000 Gucci.
A football team?
Football team.
No, I think he said football thing. Did he not say football thing? And it was the uprights?
Oh, yes, yeah. It was just the uprights, a football thing. I forgot the second thing.
Can you imagine that? Some kid's yard was fucking regulation football uprights.
No, I want a real one. Oh, my God. And what the hell is this?
And he has just like saved screen grabs that he's flying through.
Okay, we stopped it at the perfect moment because it's about to heighten to a whole other level. Just to get in the stream of it, back it up just like five seconds so we get in his rhythm.
Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah. Focus on what he's about to say.
I want a house, an iPhone 15. I want Mr. Beast in my basement. I want a lion. I want KSI and Logan Paul in my basement. I want this lady in my basement. I want the tiger to be in this.
Newark, New Jersey.
Holy shit.
He wants a 40-foot used cube container in Newark, New Jersey? Is that weirder than having Logan Paul
in his Logan Paul
in his basement?
Just a random just lady.
Pretty lady.
A random lady.
It looks was just a headshot.
Did you just say lady?
Yes,
it's my wife.
Oh shit,
it's not. But
it's Dan Schneider. But it is a headshot of a random lady. Okay.
Uh-huh. That he wants in his basement. In his at least basement. She's down there with Mr.
Well,
Beast.
Well, she'll have some friends to hang out with, and that's
and
nice.
Logan Paul. And they're very
and then
wealthy.
And then a cargo container in
which is
Newark,
good for a serial killer.
There was another person in the basement too. Shit. I could be wrong.
It was Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast.
It's almost
and Logan Paul.
So awesome. You're like, but he's too good. That's real. Like it's so.
This couldn't be rehearsed.
The bunny, you're like, okay, that's gonna be a lot of responsibility, really but okay. Yeah. But now he's willing to take care of Mr. Beast.
Yeah, this went A to Z real quick.
Basement.
Yeah. Start with a bunny, and then I want a bunch of YouTube stars and a random woman trapped in my basement.
He did heighten perfectly.
It's a horror film.
Yeah, yeah. Immediately went off the rails, I think. Right when we hit football thing, I think the line started going, you know, scratching all over the page. You know what I mean? It started really simple and then just went off the fucking rails.
We cut to a basement where these random people are all waking up at the same time.
Hey, welcome. Welcome. You guys just waking up?
What the?
Where am I?
Hi. I'm Pretty Lady.
What the fuck? Where am I? I'm Jimbo Fisher, the former football coach for Texas A&M Aggies. Where am I?
My name is Gucci. Where am I?
Okay. Oh, okay.
Gucci, I'm a huge fan of yours.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I watch your American football. I'm not a Jimbo Fisher.
I wanted a sponsorship for Gucci cleats. They wouldn't agree to it though at the fucking
where the hell are we? What the hell is
Pretty
going
Lady,
on?
Did you kidnap guys. Us?
No. Listen, my name is Annabelle. I'm in a lot of yogurt commercials and our captor Jorge saw us and wanted us for Christmas, so we live in his basement now. Now, I know you might have a lot of questions.
He's a serial killer?
Not yet, but it does seem to be trending that way. I'm here to answer any of your questions. I've been here since last Christmas, and while I felt the same way you did when I first woke up in this basement, I've come to love it, and I think we're actually going to have a really good time.
I do have a lot of time on my hands now that I've been fired from Texas A&M University, but I do not be appreciated being forced to be anywhere, even if it is in a celebration of the baby Jesus. Mm-hmm. Where is this Jorge?
I am a creative genius. Where I cannot be in someone in a basement. Mm-hmm. I need to be a creator. Putting out a beautiful jacket.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm freezing. freezing. I'm cold. I wear multiple layers of Gucci. Yes. I am in undershirt in a woman's panties.
Okay, well, I'll speak to our master Jorge and see if he's willing to give us a few extra layers.
How old is Jorge? He is
6, but he is 6 going on 16. Let me tell you, he is a spirited little boy. Lots of big wishes. He really aims for the stars.
So he must be a fan if he wished for us for Christmas, right?
Big fan, although it's really hard to tell with him. He does go between mania. He has bouts of mania at times, so it's hard to tell if he loves us or hates us. But for me, that actually keeps me wanting to earn his love a little bit more. I don't know about you guys.
All right, let's talk this young man. I'm known for being able to relate to young men.
Jorge, come on down here, sweetie.
Let's see here.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Horde. They just woke up. Oh. You want to welcome our new basement guests?
You're here. I love you all. Hate you all. I don't know right now.
All right, Jorge. Now, I always appreciate a good fan of a good football coach like myself, but...
You're a football thing. I'm going to play with you.
I see you got a lot of football things down here. You got some yard markers.
Yeah.
And some AstroTurf down here. You do like football things.
Little football things I play with. And you're my last football thing. And now I can play actual football with all of you.
Oh, my God. You're going to keep me down here to play? Is that the skeleton of... Paul Bear Bryant?
I got the Paul Bear Bryant. We dug him up and brought him here. And now that's his famous little hat on his famous little face. And I hug him and play football with him on the yard markers. And you're going to be the new coach now.
Jorge, I noticed the only thing you're missing is a football. What are you going to use as a football? What are you going to use as a football, Jorge?
Why you look at me like that?
That sounds like a leading question, creepy little pretty girl. What are you going to use as a football?
I want to use that little Italian man with the fancy clothes. No, I'm a little Italian man, but I...
Yeah, make it out of him. Make it out of him.
You're going to make me a football out of your skin.
Oh, God.
I cannot work under this condition, even if I wanted to make a football out of my own skin. I need to have an inspiration.
We cut to 24 hours later. Look, if he had asked me to make a football out of myself, I'd be upset too. But if we're going to survive... We got to make compromise. Just make it out of like a leg you don't use.
Yeah, just use some of your, I don't know, forehead skin or something.
Use some of your ass. Can't you make it a football out of your two ass cheeks?
Out of the Gucci ass? This is the most famous ass in all of Italy.
Well, isn't that inspiration that you were asking for? Your own ass will be the most amazing leather football ever made.
I wake up every morning, have a cappuccino, and look at my ass and asshole, and that inspire me to create the clothes. But if I must create something, I will create a football out of my ass.
And we cut to 60 years later, we cut to the NFL Hall of Fame. And we're in a back room where all some of the old school guys are gathering. Hey, man, you want to see something really fucked up?
Yeah. I love fucked up shit. Show me.
Yeah, we're football players. We love fucked up shit.
That's why we got this back room with the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that's what we got. We got a back room with the Hall of Fame.
This is the bad back room.
Yeah, that's where we got
the fucked up shit back here, man. Yeah, my brain doesn't work.
Better be pretty fucked up or I'm going to be mad.
All right. Check out this football. Whoa. This is made out of, you know that Gucci guy? Makes all the fancy purses and shit?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
This football right here, touch it.
Feels like an ass.
Yeah, that feels like ass.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, shit.
Wow, really? I thought I was going to surprise you. Yeah, it is. It's Gucci's ass.
Nothing surprises me. I'm bad. I'm a bad Here. Football boy.
Sniff the tip of it.
Oh, my God. It smells like Italian asshole.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Let's talk some more about that.
Man, the basement, that was the thing. Not just I want You're Mr. Like, Beast in my basement.
Yeah.
But then ending on a cargo container as if he'll need more storage.
From Newark. Price down. It was on sale.
It was
sale
the price
too.
It dropped.
Right.
It's a good deal. At least he likes a deal, you know? Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a clip from the new Willy Wonka.
The only clip I've taken away from that trailer is, "Here we go, mama." That's, yeah. I don't know.
I haven't seen that, actually.
It didn't make me watch the movie.
It looks bad. It's really hard because the Gene Wilder version is so hard to top. Like, it's so hard to top. It's.
Yeah.
I know they try. I know Depp tried Why to do it. But
you could argue that we don't need to top it.
No, you should not.
At least this is a prequel. This is supposed to be like a, you know, how he came to be Wonka, but.
I would rather have Charlie's Rule.
Yes.
Yes.
As at the chocolate factory. But to.
Totally.
Yeah. What? You're setting yourself up for disaster when you.
Do you think
the second round of someone's amazing, epic performance?
Do you think the dolls aren't. Fishing that out? Do you think people have went to the old doll estate and were like, can we see what Charlie's like at like 40? And they're like, no, we're not touching. We're keeping everyone young. We're keeping the chocolate young. We don't want to see like post because, hey, he had everything. Like, what an awesome story there would be if he like fucked everything up. And, like, factory's like, it was just shit.
Turns out giving a factory to a kid just because he's the only one.
Yeah,
that
once Grandpa Joe died, he like went into a depression and like.
We cut to 6 months in and the Oompa Loompas are knocking on.
come in, guys. Come in.
Charlie.
What?
Charlie.
What? What the fuck do you want?
Ugh. Hey.
I'm under a lot of stress, man. What do you want?
I'm literally like 40 times your age. You don't want to know how old.
Look, if you're coming in asking when I can pay you, the answer is still, I don't know. Okay? I don't know.
Hey, I warned you that we have to... The Chocolate River, it's awesome and it looks great, but it does have certain things that have to be cleaned on a rotation every month. I told you that and you didn't improve the replacement.
Everyone's sick. The chocolate's old.
It's rotten. The entire Chocolate River is now rotten, has to be drained.
Guys, the thing he didn't mention when he was giving us everlasting gobsmackers and making me float up into the ceiling. And
no, you did that yourself.
Yeah, that's
okay,
on you.
Okay, well, still, he
but you did that.
Drink. Yeah, you've drank the fizzy lifting drink.
Yeah.
That was the prototype. We're still working on.
You know what he didn't talk to me about? paying vendors and how he hasn't paid any in 6 years. He drove this company to the goddamn ground, left it to me, and fucked off.
Well, we're fucking the vendors. Wonka. Like, you've been very dismissive about how important the Oompa Loompas are. And I know, like, we've kind of built that. We came from Oompa Land. We're, like, very advanced. And, like, you kind of just disregard us. I think
you're,
like,
right. You spend a lot of time with your new ideas for candy, respectfully, your new ideas and development. When it should have been spent that money on cleaning the cogs that run the chocolate river. 95% of the candy we put out is chocolate.
Yeah.
Not all these chew some gum and I get an entire Thanksgiving dinner stuff. That stuff gets old.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm a kid. I thought that taking over a candy factory would be fun, but instead I'm just having to do bookkeeping and filling out Excel spreadsheets and shit like that.
Well, yeah.
That's called being an adult.
Yeah, that's part of owning a business, you know, like, and QuickBooks is pretty straightforward, you know. Yeah,
it's
like
pretty easy once you get into it.
Once you get down to it, they have great tutorials.
Oh, really? Why don't you explain QuickBooks to me, Oompa Loompa, if you know it so well?
Sure. It's very easy to log in. There's a couple
in
different...
song?
Just click on the QuickBooks.
Click on a pane. Fill it in. It'll never be the same.
And then a half hour later, Charlie is starting to understand how to use Excel. See?
Okay.
It is easy. And now the budget makes more sense. See? Click that one.
Click that one, I mean.
Okay.
And there you go. Now we're balanced.
QuickBooks too.
Thank you guys so much.
But again, the chocolate river is completely rotten and has to be drained. That's huge.
All the chocolate?
Yeah, it's all bad.
Yeah, it hasn't been.
Okay, what's clogging it?
Clogging? You didn't approve.
Oh my God, is that it? Oh, what's I was going to say, is the kid still in it?
Well, yes, the kid was in it. There, we did have to clean up a dead child, but besides that, there's post contamination protocol that you have to approve, that you have to start putting it.
Oh, really? Why don't you explain that to me in song?
And we cut to one of the freezers at a lower level of the and some other Oompa Loompas that have serious, like. Yeah, the kid's still in here, Charlie, and Mr. Wonka, when he was here, he would always cut up the kid and dispose of it. It's not something we really do. It's against the ethics of the Oompa Loompa. We'll turn the other way, that things are dangerous around here and kids are dying, but
yeah,
you got to dispose of the body.
He did some Soylent Green stuff, I think, with them.
That's what I was going to say. What if... Waste not, want not. We got a stack of dead kids in here. We got dead kids up coming out our ass, our little Gucci assholes. What if we make a candy out of dead kids?
And it tastes like, I guess it would taste like dead kids.
Yeah, it tastes like dead kids.
Well, we can put a spin on it. Like we can put some sort of, maybe there's a, not Thanksgiving dinner, but something along the lines of, like, this is a tea and crumpet kind of situation.
It's a punishment candy. We've all seen candy that kids want to eat. This is one.
It's like those jelly beans that are gross.
Right. Yes, exactly.
But people know this is actually dead kid. And we cut to a Christmas present where one of the kids, oh, I got that, look, I got that dead kid candy.
Whoa. That's right,
where it's
Marvin.
Actually, it's like every third piece is dead kid. Two pieces are chocolate.
You've been a little piece of shit this year, so mom and dad got you the dead candy kit.
That's right, son. You got some dead kid candy there. You've got the golden dead kid candy.
You've got the golden
dead kid candy in your hand.
I think they're singing.
You've got the dead golden kid candy in your hand. You will eat and take it down and taste dead kid and feel ashamed. That's the song.
Let's talk some more about that.
My kid loves slime. She requested a very, very specific slime this year. But I feel like if I got any other kind, she'd be disappointed.
A very specific slime. I'm sure our daughter would love that too.
You want to look it up right now?
Yeah, let's see this special slime.
I think it's spelled...
It is fun to play with.
S-L-I-M-E-P-E-E-C-H-E-Y, I think. Like peachy. P-E-E-C-H-E-Y slime.
Peachy slime. You
getting anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see this.
All right, let's see here.
Peachy slime.
Peachy BBs or something?
Yeah.
Peachy BBs?
let's read a description of this stuff. Let's look at you think this is some complicated
sold slime. Out.
What?
Uh-oh.
New slime drop.
Yeah, we were looking at this last night with her and we were like, well, it's already sold out. And she's like, new release coming soon.
New slime drop, sold out.
Look at this. Let's get a taste. Let's get a description of one of these. But these slimes, listeners.
They got
way more complicated than you probably imagine.
They look like snow globes full of slime.
Yeah, oh my God. And this one has
the axolotl.
Axolotl creatures.
Let's read the description.
Christmas axolotl texture, super sizzly, icy slime full of bubble pops and ASMR. Oh no.
What? What does that mean?
You know ASMR, right?
Yeah, but how's it? How is that part of this?
I guess it can. The sound can trigger ASMR. Why is this like? Remember, like 5 years ago, we didn't know what ASMR was, and now everything.
Now it's in slime.
Yeah. Now it's everything. Every kid thing is ASMR.
We cut to a restaurant, and our snapper tonight. It's lightly grilled with a butter and just has a little bit of oregano that the chef works with in a lot of his dishes, and also a large chunk of ASMR, which is delightful. ASMR.
Yo, that sounds good.
ASMR.
Yeah, it has
I know what that is.
It has a... Sir, please.
Sorry. Sorry, I'm at another table.
Sir.
Sorry, I was just walking by to go to the bathroom. I just want to let you know I know what ASMR is, and that sounds delicious. Anyway.
You should try it.
I will. To the pee-pee.
Wow, that was insane. Sorry.
That's why we put it in the dishes.
I thought ASMR was a sensation that some people get, like a tingling in the back of their skull when they hear soft little sounds.
Yes.
So you're saying I'm going to eat that on my fish?
Well, it's the fish is especially made that when you eat it, it will have that sensation. If you don't over chew it, like a lot of people chew like they're in a rush to get somewhere, and that will ruin the chunk of ASMR. But if you eat it like a regular human,
okay. So really, I'm creating the ASMR in the eating experience.
Yes.
Okay. Great. I can't wait to try it.
It's like when you get a wedge of lettuce. It's like you cut it up.
Right.
And make
for
it
sure.
into a salad.
No, and I get to pay extra for this, right?
Hey.
I'm not trying to catch an attitude. I'm just trying to make sure I'm clear on exactly what it is that you're serving me here.
If you want a loud piece of red snapper that you're going to chew on.
No, I want to try it.
Did you order it yet? I'm done going pee-pee.
Sir, do you want to just sit down and join me?
We cut to 45 minutes later when the snapper and they both ordered it. Here you go. And sir, you ordered some extra ASMR.
Oh, extra. Okay,
please.
Thank you. I'll just cut into it. I am okay. This is people like this.
Man, I feel the tingle up from my Gucci asshole right to the small of my neck and the back of my hair.
I gotta tell you, I don't have the feeling, but my teeth are vibrating.
Yeah, I think your teeth have ASMR in them. Like your teeth are ASMR talking to each other. That's part of the oregano.
And how is your meal sounding?
I think I'm allergic to ASMR. My throat is closing up.
Oh no.
You didn't know if you have an ASMR allergy or not?
No, I didn't think it was something that I could eat.
Do you have an EpiPen or something like that, or a loud noise or something like that? Like a loud noise pen or something to counter the ASMR? Can I make one?
Yeah.
We have all sorts of knives in the back. Do you know how to do that?
No, I don't.
What if I start yelling at you? Does that help? If I start opening my mouth loud and doing these things with my mouth, does that help? Does that count with the ASMR?
That's good. Make your mouth wider.
Is that helpful? Am I saving your life? Oh, I gotta go pee pee again. Ooh, I got prostate problems.
Before I say unseen, you know these two got married eventually. This was their meet cute.
Yeah, this is our first date. Very similar to our first date.
Have you guys ever seen the documentary Dig?
No.
It's a documentary that follows two bands, the Dandy Warhols and Brian Jonestown Massacre. Have you ever seen it, Brett?
No, I've heard a lot about it. I've heard some about it, at least. I've been meaning to watch it.
It's pretty fascinating. It's pretty old, the documentary, at this point. I feel like it's probably 20 years old, at least. But in short, the lead singer, Brian Jonestown Massacre, is quite a personality. And he just starts a feud with the Dandy Warhols that they're not asking for and not deserving and not reciprocating, really, as I remember it. But cut to this week or last week. Can you go back to the crap on YouTube?
Yeah.
Someone dropped this video. Well, it was all over the internet. Brian Jonestown Massacre, I think, is in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Or somewhere. Somewhere down under. And let's share this video. And this is the lead singer. I don't know how confusing the audio is going to be, but he's basically kicking the guitarist out of the band in the middle of a show on their world tour.
The video is titled "The Most Unhinged BJM Gig Ever."
Oh my God.
Should I go straight to this time code? 8:36?
I guess so. No, I think you got to go earlier. This is when the fight starts. Go a little earlier.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, you haven't watched this yet?
I haven't seen this.
This is a good spot.
I'm winning.
I apologize for everybody who paid tickets. Let's play a fucking play it off.
The guitar said that.
I'm going to do a mic stand at the next motherfucker. I'm maintaining order.
Don't talk to him. You don't know what you're fucking talking to.
I do.
You want me to leave? I'll leave.
Oh my God.
This band sells more than two guitars. Ryan, go think about the consequences that I don't need a boss.
I'm not on your side. You are on the wrong side.
Oh.
And now he's gone.
He's throwing shit at me. But I am.
What the fuck?
Play some fucking music. Oh my fucking God.
It's not a fucking game. Gaza in Israel is not a game.
What the fuck?
The guitarist is still up there.
Relax, the world is hectic. Chill.
Capo on, dude. Fuck. Yeah. He's back.
red bone. It's total. But the red meat is for losers. The red meat is really for losers. I'm from Norway.
What
the fuck is going on?
It's like he's tripping, right?
My perception as an autistic child is he's learning to play resentments, not guitars. Cut off this guy's mic, put down my guitar. Party's over, Captain.
Freeze. There's no more. So he just said, this is when it happens, I guess. He says, party's over, Captain. He's pointing at the guitarist. And you hear they're both kind of ranting and blabbering the whole time. And the whole audience is like, play fucking songs. This is a cut-up clip. But right now, he's saying, get out of here. You're done. So here we go.
More music until you get to fuck. We actually don't need to.
Wow.
Put my guitar down on the stage and think about what's happening.
You better think about this one, man, because this is forever.
Whoa.
Put his guitar down nicely.
He left the amp on, so it's feeding back.
Oh, yeah.
And now he goes over to the lead singer.
Oh, now it's on. Shit.
Oh, the lead singer, I think, hit him with the guitar first.
The lead singer's trying to run away.
Oh, this is
crazy. Whoa.
And now they're both hitting each other.
They're on the ground.
Get him, cowboy!
And now the guitarist is left, and the lead singer is just gonna.
As I was saying, you. Shush.
Fuck off.
Shut up.
Fuck you.
Your core values are what define you.
Amp is still
what
on.
Yeah.
What you do most know you can be. Undefeated. God bless this country.
What?
What? Your core values, they define you.
Undefeated.
Now he's just gonna sit on an amp on stage as the curtain comes down.
And he like will not leave stage.
No, they're literally going to drop the curtain on him.
He's told these guys to shush a bunch of times.
Is the audience on the side of the guitar player? Or are they?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so. Look at this.
What a slow
curtain come down.
Slow curtain.
The slow curtain as he's sitting.
Just lower it slower.
Stopping it.
Yeah.
Start stopping a curtain.
Holy shit!
They're doing this. Is happening in Melbourne, Australia, a famously calm and not drunk people.
So let's just to rewind what happened. So he's one of those guys who talks way too much between songs. You can't understand what the fuck he's talking about.
Right.
And then the rest of the band's looking at him like, oh my God, come on, dude. And then he kicks out the guitarist, probably the most talented person in the band. Side note, which you probably didn't notice, did you see the tambourine player?
No, I missed it.
Did not. There was a singular tambourine player?
Yes, and that's one of the funniest parts of that fucking documentary. It's when they fire him from the band.
They fire the tambourine player?
Dude, and I say to my friend who's in a band all the time, I'm like, how can a band have a tambourine player?
Also, like, if you're the tambourine player, you'd probably like, yeah, I saw this coming. Sure.
Yeah.
This was a ruse the whole time. Like, I can't believe you haven't fired me by now. There's someone working.
At some point, you're looking at the budget for the band, the travel and expenses.
Yeah. Right. We're supposed to get through 10 songs. We always get through 3 because fucking Jacko talks the whole time. Yeah, they're probably going to cut me out at least, dude. I can't believe it's been this long.
And this is the actual guy talking. Nah, man. You're a big part of our band, dude. And he loves you. I'd see him firing a guitar to player before he fires you, man.
Really?
Yeah, you're central to our sound. Literally, you're always in the middle of the stage.
We can't do it without you, man. We're going to stand with you, okay? If he tries to fire you, we're with you. We got your back.
You really don't need to. I kind of see the writing on the wall. Like, it makes a lot of sense. Like, I also play the drums. You're just a little better a drum player than me. That's all.
No. We need
but
you.
He is better, so you're not going to be the drummer, because I hear what you're trying to say there.
Yeah, that's...
Hey, man, maybe learn the keyboards. I told you that, like... Year and a half ago.
I know.
You tambourined me away.
I know. I did. But listen, my wrists are made for tambourining, and I don't think my fingies can.
And those shirts aren't selling.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was good. I thought it was, you know, I thought it was a play on these boots are made for walking, and it didn't take off. So
wrists are made for tambourining. Tambourining and these fingies don't want to play nothing else. It's just a lot for a shirt. It's just
okay. Well, listen, tambourine is what I do. I don't make up logos. Okay, and
I think what we're just trying to say, man, is is there anything else that you can do? Just we want to keep you around. You're good for morale. We like.
Well, I'm a percussionist, you know, by nature. So I can play the tambourines. I can I can bang the tambourines on some bongos.
You're not even good at. Maracas. I'm just going to put it out there.
Well, it's a different wrist. It's a different wrist movement. You know?
I can keep so different.
Yep.
And those hats that try to explain that are not selling.
No maraca. At all. It's time to taka and haka. Our way
people
to tambourine.
Don't understand that. And it's the
haka.
Dense.
People don't understand the haka. What are you talking about? That everyone understand. If you don't watch rugby, then fine. But if you do watch rugby and you understand the cultural nature of the haka, then yes, of course.
We cut to the next writing session for a song.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry.
That was the same. That's the same one as last time.
It was a little different.
Can you just give us something a little different with the tambourine?
Sure.
Hey, you know what? Why don't we take a break?
Yeah.
Why don't everyone just take five?
No. Let's not take a break. We don't need to take a break and talk about things, right? Let's keep rolling.
Hey, I don't usually do this. I don't like to start anyone on a drug habit, but I have some friends that have some baby bubble chemicals, and maybe you just need to...
Me? Oh.
Yeah, like you. I just feel like you need to open up your mind a little bit.
I mean, sure.
45 minutes later, he's covered in his own shit.
Whoa, buddy.
Hey.
How's it working?
Oh, listen to this. Listen to this.
Oh, my God. He's getting some sounds out of this that we've never achieved before on the road.
Oh, my God. I'm getting ASMR tingles, man, from this. This is good shit.
I never get it when something isn't softly spoken, but I'm totally getting it now.
Yo,
we cut to the show where his solo is going on. A little too long, like the drum solo in that Pixies documentary, and everyone's looking around, having like giving him the kind of "Hey, man,
hey, rap
throat, rap it, dude,
keep going, okay,
wrap it up
into a little present, and this is my gift to you." I hear booze. You know, booze were the original cry of gorillas to say, "Hey, give me more. Give me more."
I don't think that's true.
This is about war internally. It's not about Gaza and all that stuff. This is about internal and external feelings. I have shit on me. I am covered in...
What are you talking about?
I'm covered in human grown-up baby shit. Oh.
Human, to unlock the bonus scene, you must subscribe to the ad-free version of the show, exclusively available at improvforhumans.com.
Humans, can we go to the one-word suggestion line? Mm-hmm. Please, Brett. You don't need to do it. I can look myself here.
Because if you are a member of improvforhumans.com, you're also a member of the Discord, and you can leave these crap on YouTube videos, or more specifically, most people leave these one-word suggestions, which I'm going to right now.
And I'll say for Besser, he loves you for being a part of that.
Yeah.
Besser. What's that?
I said, Besser, and I'm just going to say it for you, you love these people.
You love the Discord people.
You love them.
Yeah, to go deeper into that, I was like, when I did my stand-up special in Portland, it was packed, and I was touched that people... I felt great. I was worried, like, will people in Portland be there? Will they like me? And they packed two shows, and that touched me with appreciation that they were, I might have said it that night. Mm-hmm. And there might have been some like ass cats of like,
mm-hmm.
I don't think I said it at Carnegie Hall, but maybe, I don't know. That's such a weird thing to say sincerely. It sounds like it's easier to shout out a big crowd than a small crowd. Unless you mm-hmm. really mean it. It
feels too intimate.
Yeah.
Let's unpack that. Where do you think this fear of intimacy comes from?
And the one word suggestion is.
Yeah, enough about me. Here's some words. Engine is a word.
Engine.
Charm. Charm is a word. And smashed penny.
Smashed penny.
This too is a hyphenated word image.
Our daughter, anytime I take her, we're members of the old LA Zoo, and anytime I take her there, she always forgets it. But anytime we're there, they have those smash penny, those like penny things, like you put in a penny and you put in a dollar or something like that. You put in some coin and you like turn a crank and it flattens it and like
yeah, puts it smushes the penny and puts a little imprint on.
Yeah, it puts a little logo on it. And every yeah. time we go there, she's like, oh, can we do that? And I always forget, and I'm always like, oh, next time. And then she never brings it up again until we go back there. She's like, oh, it's the thing that you said we would do. And I'm always like, yeah, we can't. We can't do that. Like, I don't carry coins around. Like, I don't
know. You have to provide your own penny.
Yeah, I think you have to pay. Not only that, you have to pay more than the penny, right? You're putting in more. You're paying for the privilege of them engraving a penny for you.
So I think it's ruining your money.
Yeah, no, I think it's like you put in a quarter, you crank it, it gives you a penny. So you're literally 24 cents out and really 25 cents out. You can't buy anything with a
fucking this economy?
Smushed penny.
We cut it. Just so you're clear, sir, your quarter isn't turning into a penny. I know I'm not trying to patronize, talk down to you. Your quarter's not turning into a penny.
Daddy.
You put it in the slot. A penny gets smashed and an image that says, I love the LA Zoo comes out. And it's copper because it's smashed.
I just want to know what kind of alchemy you are using to change this quarter into copper. That is what I'm trying to figure out here. Quiet, little daughter.
Daddy, come on. Daddy.
Stop tugging on my shirt. Okay, there is some sort of magic happening here, and it is unfair.
There's
magic.
Already a it's penny. The There's magic. Already a penny under the smasher right now.
Oh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go
Your
on.
Your quarter is what it costs, and I'm going to make 24 cents on this deal.
Daddy,
unless the people in line behind you walk away from impatience, and then I'm going to lose money on this deal.
Okay. I understand now. I put the quarter in.
Hey, can we go? I get how it works. Can I just go?
No, I'm trying to figure something out. Haven't you all ever tried to figure something out and not being able to figure something out and you want to get to the heart of the matter and that's what I'm doing?
No, I can figure everything out.
Before you step up.
No. I am in line. I came in line first. This is for my daughter.
And sir, there are hundreds of people waiting to smash a penny. Well, everybody wants to smash a penny.
Go feed the giraffes. Why does everyone want to do this at a zoo? There's 500 animals.
We cut to the back of
see.
The line of this smashing penny line. What's going on up there?
I think this is a sneaker drop.
Some asshole doesn't know how it works.
Oh, I thought this was a sneaker drop.
Oh, no, this is the smash the penny line.
Oh,
now
okay.
I heard it's a sneaker drop, too.
What's a sneaker drop?
It's when
I didn't know what a sneaker drop is.
Haven't you ever tried to figure something out? I'm trying to figure out what a sneaker drop is.
Is this where you touch the emus?
What?
Is this where you touch the emus?
No, I think it's a sneaker drop, but I'm hearing something about a smashed penny. I didn't know you could touch the emus. What?
Oh, I thought smashed penny was a euphemism for a cheater drop. What? This is smashed penny?
Definitely a smashed penny line.
Nah, it's the sneaker drop. I found out on Instagram.
I thought this was where we could tell the flamingos we love them.
I found out on Truth Central that this is a emu touching, but I thought...
they don't do the emu touch anymore. They haven't done that for a year and a half
because
some
never
guy
done
got
that?
His hand bit.
Yeah.
No,
I actually heard that emus...
off.
Yeah. I actually heard that emus don't exist. You heard that on Truth Central? Emus aren't even a thing.
Oh, no. Yeah. What?
Can you guys move up? The line's moving up.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry about that.
Have you ever tried to figure something out? God damn. Fucking assholes. We cut back to the front of the line.
I see.
So there you see. Now you get it.
I see it now. Okay.
I regret everything.
I do not have a quarter. Okay?
What?
I do not have a quarter, but I have a penny.
I should smash your face like the goddamn penny smasher smashes pennies.
Oh, well, no need for violence, sir.
Do you see in the back of my line people are leaving the line now because of all your questions? Well, that's 24 cents a pop I'm not making.
Daddy, I'm sorry I asked for a smash penny. It was unreasonable of me. I should have asked for something more simple, like Paul Logan in my basement.
Well, that I can provide.
When everyone's going home, and they had one of those really awkward places in the parking lot that's kind of near the railroad tracks, and as they're getting in their car,
hey, you guys want to smash a penny? Just cost a penny.
Well, yeah, yes, I have.
Come
a penny.
Over here to the train track.
Okay.
Yeah, over here. That's right.
I should bring my daughter, right? This seems like a normal situation.
Sure.
Okay, come
on.
How's it going?
Now, when I smashed a penny with the train, it's about to come by the 4 o'clock.
Oh. Is it important for us to all stand on the tracks?
Yeah, you got to stand on the tracks to the last second.
Well, look, that's
the train
how it works.
Right in the eyes. And that's where you'll see the essence of what will be in your smashed penny that will last forever and become a part of what you are.
Now, this sounds much more reasonable than going to that machine before giving a quarter of my hard-earned money,
So they put their three pennies down on the tracks, and sure enough, in the distance, you can hear that train a-coming. All right, don't get scared. Don't leave. If you leave too early, you won't see the essence of what your future existence is.
Daddy, this guy's creepy.
You wanted the penny. You wanted it.
Sorry.
This is for you. Sorry. You wanted the penny. Okay?
I'll never smash a penny.
We see Jorge lining up all the people from his cargo.
Everybody get on the tracks. It's a train thing now. I wanted a train thing, and this is the train thing I wanted.
At this point, Jorge will do whatever he wants.
Everybody stand here.
Death.
You're all my pennies.
Jump. And the train hits the pennies and smashes, and the humans, they do their best to jump from the tracks. Smash. And suddenly everyone wakes up. And they're in this kind of altered universe. That is the mind of the lead singer, Brian Jonestown Massacre. He's just describing the scene that just happened in the middle of a show.
Shut up.
Just play, man.
No. And then everybody was my pennies. The little boy was me.
You're on drugs, man. Just play.
I want my money back.
Shush. Everyone shush. I'm telling you what's going on inside of me. This creative expression. This is what happens in America. I don't know what happens here down under. This is what happens in America. You have lives, different lives. You're a little boy one time. That little boy goes into three different people. Those three different people want to become pennies. Those pennies want to be smashed by trains. Then one day you wake up and you own a chocolate factory. And inside that chocolate factory, there's little people that yell at you for doing things bad. But you're not a bad boy. You just don't know what to do. You just don't know what to do. You don't know how to add. You don't know how to subtract.
Something is very wrong with you.
And seeing you once. Wilcox, Finelli, thank you for joining the show again. I love having you guys on. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Where can we go to compliment your beautiful...
Oh, Jesus.
Children and your talents.
You can just Venmo us, whatever
amounts I'll do that.
You see fit.
But, any sorts
thank
of...
Thank us.
Bankroll us. We'll be your parent daddies.
Yeah, we are in the market for sugar daddies and mommies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my.
Always.
New Jersey is the world. If you want to hear New Jersey-based content and Chris Gethard, go over to New Jersey is the world on Patreon. And you can hear us talk about New Jersey if you want.
All right. It's a solid cargo crate.
It's a cargo crate full of Jersey.
Okay, Laura, do you have a place, social media, you want to plug? You want to just say
I'm on Instagram and I post there very sporadically. Okay. Two L's and Wilcox if you want in.
There you go. Humans. It is the season. Tis the season. We'd love you to give the gift of Improv for Humans. $4 subscription for a month. $40 for a year. What a deal. You get the Professor Besser feed, the best taste in the universe feed, ad-free I4H access to the Discord. What am I missing, Brett? You get the best of music episode we're going to have at the end of the year.
Absolutely.
Do you have your picks yet?
I got to go back and collect my picks. I kind of pick them.
They can see the greatest concert ever. We're going to put that up eventually, right?
Definitely.
At the UCB Theater.
You can give it as a gift.
Yes, give it as a gift. That's what I was getting to. Give it as a gift. Give the gift of Improv for Humans and keep being human.
Improv for Humans is produced by Matt Besser and Brett Morris. Music by Dragoon. Please rate and review wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free archives, bonus scenes from the new episodes, exclusive Discord access, new deep dive podcasts into the craft of improv, plus music and sci-fi bonus shows and premium limited series. Go to improvforhumans.com and sign up for the Roll of Four plan. Only $4 a month, or $40 a year. By subscribing, you are giving us the ability to pay our brilliant guests, and giving us all a platform for more interaction, and lots more comedy.